Thank you. Does anyone really believe that due to an ancient Mayan prophecy, a weird planetary alignment, solar storms, or some other internet-fueled rumor, the world is coming to an end tomorrow? Actually, yes, quite a few people do believe it, especially in Russia and the Ukraine, where there's been a run on canned goods, candles, and, oddly enough, salt. Doomsday goes better with salt, didn't you know that? No, as NASA points out in a memo debunking all this bogus end-of-the-world talk, none of the alleged causes of the apocalypse have any basis in truth. The Mayan long count calendar does end on December 21st, but wait, it begins again on January 1st. I guess they gave 10 days off for good behavior. Some folks believe there is a rogue planet called Nibiru, or Planet X, or Eris, heading for Earth with total destruction in mind. Their mistake? Believing garbage they saw on the internet. By the way, I like the name Planet X the best. It reminds me of the old Saturday afternoon creature double feature. Go to cbsboston.com for links to thorough debunking of all this doomsday stuff, but just to be on the safe side, I will share with you my game plan for Earth's final day tomorrow in the hope that it may inspire you to prepare your own send-off schedule. I will get up extra early to give Buddy the Lab a long walk. If she doesn't get a regular exercise, there will certainly be an apocalypse in our living room later. I will put in a full day at work. Doomsday or no, people are still interested in the U.S. Senate race. But after that, I intend to take my wife and a few friends out for a high-calorie dinner with plenty of wine. Who cares about calories when the world is about to end? We will have a designated driver, though. Drunk driving is never cool, even on the eve of destruction. I will call my out-of-state loved ones to say goodbye, catch the late BZ News to check on the weather in case Planet X isn't coming, and hit the sack. And I'll dream of what a better world this would be if nuts weren't scaring the socks off us every 2 weeks or so.